Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today is Monday, July 16th, 2007, and you're listening to episode number 41 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy. Today you'll learn when will you be a millionaire, color branding, and a lower quad-core pricing.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Hey, how is everyone today? I'm doing great. I am very happy. I just got back from a trip in Washington, D.C. I saw all the sights, you know, Washington Monument, Vietnam Memorial. I got to tour the Capitol, speak to a senator, a congressman, see the White House, see Gettysburg, Lincoln Memorial, everything you could possibly see there except for the library and the National Archives, just about everything else I saw, and it was an excellent time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. If you haven't been to Washington, D.C., and you live in the United States, you gotta take a trip out there. I can't really say anything. It's amazing. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I'm actually planning on taking my family out there soon. I went by myself. I went on a trip with a couple of friends. So, how are you doing? How was your week? Do you listen to any good podcasts? Hey, if you have any questions, comments, ideas at any time, you can call our toll-free number. It's created for one reason, and that reason is for you, the listener. So get out pen and paper and write this number down. 1-866-TMP-2860. Also, my podcast is iPhone compliant. You want to know how? Well, here's what you do. Simply dial on your iPhone 1-831-480-3979. And guess what? Here's this podcast, latest episode streamed to you live right over your iPhone. Can't get more iPhone compliant than that, can ya? And don't forget to donate to the Taylor Merrick Podcast College Fund. Full details can be found in today's show notes at TaylorMerrick.com. And as for today, in episode 41 of the Taylor Merrick Podcast, which has been sponsored by GoDaddy, and we'll talk about more about them in just a minute. Today for finances, you'll learn when will you be a millionaire. For business, you'll learn about color branding. And for technology, you'll learn about lower quad-core pricing. Are you looking for a place to get a domain name or web hosting? Well, then look no further. GoDaddy is the answer to all your questions. They have 24/7 technical support, reachable on a phone. They have best domain name pricing you can find anywhere. They have everything and anything that you need to make and get and keep your piece of the internet and make your piece of the internet successful. And when you go out to GoDaddy.com to purchase your domain names, why don't you use these two codes to help you save next time you purchase? And when you're in a checkout line, you have your web hosting order ready for when you're getting web hosting through GoDaddy. Use the code POD11, P-O-D-11, to save 10% on that, or just in general, buying a domain name or anything else, use the code BLUE11, B-L-U-1-1. Try GoDaddy today, own your piece of the internet, and save. Today in finances is, when will you be a millionaire? And that's the question I'll pose to you, that you can call in or leave a comment or any, write an email or whatever, and you can respond back and say when you might be a millionaire. You could either say what age you might be at, how long it is from now, or, you know, like, I'll be a millionaire in 2 days, or, you know, 500 years or something like that. But, you know, really, how you can become a millionaire, and I've been reading stuff on the internet and such, and people are saying, well, you know, you become a millionaire by saving money and putting it into a retirement fund. And I go, what are you doing? Have you ever listened to my podcast before? Of course, I'm being sarcastic here, but have you ever listened to my podcast before? Do you know that savers are losers? If you're, and especially in retirement funds, especially in the U.S. government, Social Security is bankrupt and it's going down the drain, and I wouldn't be surprised if you get barely anything in back from your retirement nest egg that you're planning and putting into your IRA or 401k, because, well, that just ain't going to cut it. You're in a different age now. You're in the information age. Things move a lot quicker. Rules have changed. So, really, that old traditional way, as good as it sounds, it's not going to work. See, now, when you become a millionaire now by educating yourself, constantly learning new things, staying up to date, staying current, you know, in a real estate market or the stock market or business market, whatever market you choose, you stay current in it, you get the latest information to stay ahead of your competitors and get the latest information to be able to generate money off of it. Really, becoming a millionaire is up to you, the length of time and amount and effort that you put into it. You could literally, and with the right combination, you could be a millionaire tomorrow if you wanted to be. It's totally up to you. Easy way you can do it is you can plot your goal. You can plot a goal of when you plan on earning this much money and off of what. You become a millionaire by how much assets you have. Those assets produce passive income revenue that will help you push into the millionaire mark. And really, that's what you're to be doing now in this day and age, is when will you be a millionaire? It's entirely up to you. Now, if you don't want to become a millionaire, no problem at all. But if you want to be, it's a good idea to start planning and writing out a possible goal, a time frame for when you would like to become a millionaire. And then just start immersing yourself into your market. Learn about it as much as you can. Stay ahead of your competitors. Stay on the cutting edge, the newest, the latest. Yeah, well, you might be asking a question, well, why should I get myself educated? Well, first things first is then you know what to do, exactly steps, how to get there. Say you have a goal, and that goal is to get to an end of a book or to walk up a flight of stairs. First things first is to reach that goal is you have to find a book and read the book page by page to the end, or walk up those steps step by step until you get to this top step. Basically, the education will help you in that process of be able to boost yourself into getting to your goal, which is ultimately to become a millionaire. Now, me personally, I don't exactly know when I'll become a millionaire. Maybe in my 20s, maybe not. I mean, I don't exactly know, but I have a goal set up, and I'm working on it, and I'm getting there. It might not be as fast as I want it to be, but, you know, that's life for you. So, and you might run into those same problems too, but keep pushing forward, keep getting yourself educated, keep keep on pushing towards that goal, getting up those stepping stones, making progress on your way to becoming a millionaire. Now, if you're a millionaire, why don't you go ahead and you can call toll-free 1-866-TMP-2860. You could say, yeah, I plan to be a millionaire by such and such a date, and now I am. Or if you're planning on becoming one, hey, why don't you just call anyway? Say, yeah, I have a goal. I plan on becoming one in, 5-10 years. Or I'm really close to my goal now. Or anything. Well, when will you be a millionaire? That's the question I pose to you. It all comes down to, well, when do you want to reach it? And how do you plan on getting there? So hopefully I've answered all your questions. If you have any questions, by all means, call toll-free. The toll-free number, 1-866-TMP-2860. And we'll be right back with business. This show is a proud member of the Financial Podcast Directory. You can find this and other financial-related podcasts dealing with your personal finance at financialpodcastdirectory.com.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other fine podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's.
Now, as for business, you might be wondering, oh great, another branding thing. And yes, you are exactly right. Not only can you do visual branding, not only can you do audio branding, but you can also do color branding on your business. How cool is that? Now, here's an example of one color branding, where if you see this color combination, or even one color, you automatically identify it with, yes, that is that company. There's a company called Cashflow Technologies, Inc., and they come out with books, they come out with games, they come out with newsletters, and brochures, and information pamphlets, and online material, and if you look at it, it's all branded the same way. Purple, black, and gold. Those are the three colors that you'll always see on every single Rich Dad item, Rich Dad book, on the RichDad.com website, on the forums, on their games, on every brochure material that they send out. You'll see purple, black, and gold. And that was created for a reason, and that's even branded and trademarked for that company, so that every single one of their books is branded, every single thing in their company is branded the same way, so that when a person runs across that book, they say, that's Rich Dad Company. And I can basically spot that book out from a crowd. Why? It's purple, black, and gold. Now, I'll give you another combination. Green and gold. It's kind of thinking sports. It's Green Bay Packers. That's a sports company. They've branded themselves green and gold. Green Bay Packers. They have a color green and color gold. Here's another one. Red and yellow. Think of it yet? McDonald's. Yep. It has, it's the golden arches with red outlining. Or if not, it's, I mean, you can just think of that color combination, red and yellow, and you think of that thing. Now, with my company, TaylorMerrick.com, I have it branded a certain way. It's blue. What does blue stand for? See, and you can even get even more in-depth into it. Red means power. Blue means calm and business professional. Now, why did you think I picked blue? Because this is a professional business quality podcast. I wanted to portray it that way, and I'm sure the colors did a pretty good job of doing it that way. I also have some red, but that red is toned down, so it doesn't seem like I'm powerful and out in front. I have that toned down a bit, so I don't seem too overbearing on that. And I'm sure you can see the same thing in other podcast logos if you see it, but that's basically color branding for you in a nutshell. You can get way deep down into color branding. Find a color that picks for your company, and you can find a definition of what colors mean. For example, blue is calm, business-like, professional, cool. Red is hot, powerful, aggressive. And those are just some ideas for you. Go search around and see the results you come up with. Or if you need some help, or if you want to leave a comment of any kind, you can call toll-free 1-866-TMP-2860. Good luck on fully branding your company into every scope, market imaginable, audio, visual, and color. That will be all for business. We'll be right back with technology.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, a proud member of PodcasterWhosWho.com, the who's who of podcasting.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, PodcastPickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
As for technology, it is lower quad-core pricing. Now, of course, you knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. And it has. Intel introduced, of course, a faster quad-core desktop processor. Now that's less expensive than its previous top-end chip. And that was introduced today. It is the QX6850. It's at $999. That's $200 less than the QX6800, and that was the company's previously fastest desktop processor used primarily in workstation and high-end gaming PCs. Now, of course, these round of price cuts are on the way as they're trying to look to keep the price pressure on their rival AMD. And, of course, AMD, as you know, just jumped into the quad-core market, and they're actually holding their ground relatively well. Now, also in addition, Intel introduced an extreme brand of processor for notebooks, the X7800 mobile dual core, with both cores running at 2.6 GHz. Now, what is it about this QX6850? It has a clock speed of 3 GHz, a 1333 MHz system bus speed, and this just marks the start of Intel's price cuts in their quad-core desktop lineup. Now, the cuts are expected this month, possibly on July 22nd. Intel is also introducing today the quad-core Q6700, which at 2.66 GHz is faster than the Q6600, but has the same price of $530. Now, they're unveiling these new products a week after AMD announced significant price cuts for its high-end desktop processors, the Athlon 64X, FX74, and FX72. Now, pricing for their both chips, which are dual-core processors, fell to $599 a pair from previous price points of $1,000 and $800, respectively. Now, AMD declined comment on Intel's most recent price cuts, mainly because I think Intel is trying to rub it in just a tiny bit. Now, I'm not against Intel or AMD. I enjoy both of them. I have Intel on an older computer that actually runs perfectly fine. I have AMD on the current computer that I have now, and they both run perfectly fine. There's absolutely no problems, and I'm just a fan a tiny bit more of AMD, partially because I like it, but, you know, Intel came out with a whole bunch of cool lines, so we'll see how it goes there. There's no doubt that Intel will be announcing a new pricing for 3 quad-core chips, which will be around $530, $1,000, and $1,200. So that's basically what Intel's doing. They're lowering the quad-core desktop pricing on their quad-core chips. Intel is sort of putting the pressure on AMD, but, you know, AMD just relatively joined the market. And so, well, we'll see what happens. I'm actually excited about these quad cores. And it's funny because I haven't looked around at many podcasts, but it seems like this podcast here has been doing more on reporting of, you know, quad core and 80 core and quadruple core, you know, the bigger core chips higher than the dual core. Partially because I think it's pretty interesting how we're able to squeeze more speed and size and more chips together to get a faster computer. And these quad cores are mainly used for high-end PC gaming. Hey, if you have a quad core, I want to get in contact with you. Why don't you call toll-free 1-866-TMP-2860 or email me, taylor@taylormerrick.com. I'm actually interested in knowing how quad cores are running. I know I've reported on everything under the sun of quad core on this podcast, about 80 core chips. So I'm interested to see actually how one works. I'm looking forward also to getting my hands on one. So we'll see how it goes. This is just an announcement now that Intel is lowering pricing on quad core chips. And we'll see what happens with AMD. But I figured a price drop was coming. I even announced it in a previous episode. You can go listen back on it. I don't know exactly which one it is. If you want to get up on a soapbox to voice your opinion on what you think of quad core, or Intel lowering their quad core pricing, or AMD getting pressure, or such, by all means, call our toll-free comment line 1-866-TMP-2860, or you can go out to taylormerrick.com and find many means of contacting me, whether on the forums, on the live show that I do, or emailing me or leaving a comment on the microphone or any other option that is available there. With that, I'll wrap it up for technology. Thanks for listening to this episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Show notes for this episode and past episodes can be found by going to taylormerrick.com. If you have any questions, comments, ideas at any time, please call 1-866-TMP-2860. Don't forget to join in the conversation at the Taylor Merrick Podcast forums. I'm Taylor Merrick, and I will see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.